A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it is going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say that it is going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites! You know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." Jesus accuses the crowds of not seeing the signs of the times. It's really not too hard to see the signs of the times today. You just have to look at the headlines in the paper or listen to them in the news. A 14-year-old girl is shot in the head because she thinks girls should have a chance to be educated just as boys do. A young woman sues a university because she is not admitted due to its affirmative action policy. A young black and Hispanic students cannot gain admittance to New York City's top academic specialty high schools because they cannot pass the entrance test. The presidential candidates accuse each other of distorting the truth in their debates. As I look at these issues through the eyes of a Dominican Sister of Peace, I see an underlying layer of anger. Anger that a girl cannot get an education. And anger that a girl even thinks she deserves one. Anger that a white middle-class student cannot get into university of her choice. And anger that minority public school students cannot get a quality education that would enable them to compete with more affluent students. Anger that one's political party is in power or not in power. Anger, anger, anger. And as I look deeper, peel back the layers even further and look at these issues, at this anger, through the eyes of the follower of Jesus, I see an appalling lack of awareness for the dignity of each person. And quite frankly, it moves me often to despair. How do we ever change the tide of anger and disrespect to a climate of love and a recognition of the beauty of each person? Certainly, individually, we can acknowledge and embrace our personal dignity and live as St. Paul counsels in the Ephesians today, first in today's first reading, that we should live with humility, gentleness, patience, and recognizing our unity with the Spirit and with one another in the Spirit. And certainly, we can personally treat others with respect. But in addition, we can look around and see with great hope so many young people who work passionately against injustice and for the needs of the poor. My own high school girls give me great hope and great joy when I see their efforts to make others aware of and take action against injustice. The signs of the times. Are they serious issues? Yes. On the other hand, the signs of the time. There is great hope for the future.